Rosemary, you know, was in Berlin during World War II, and she was in high school. And she and her fellow girls, students in the high school, had to go out into the countryside because it was way too dangerous in Berlin with the bombing.
Somebody else
right here. And but one of the things that we would do when we got together to play, and I have Rosemary played the guitar, but she began having trouble, I think, fingering the chords, and so I have a baritone ukulele, and so we recommended that that maybe she should get the baritone ukulele because the chords are the same as the six-string guitar. But when we would get together to practice, Rosemary would always, she had an ear, you know, for whether or not we were in tune. And she would insist that, no, you know, you're not in tune. But we managed. And then we had the fun time. We had a block party that one of the young people on Spate Street, 800 block, organized a block party. And they gave us a chance to perform if we wanted to do some music. And so Rosemary and Ellie and I, we got a bunch of songs ready, and we went out onto the lawn, and there was a regular setup with speakers and everything, and very few people were listening to us, but we were singing. And of course, for me, the finale was what I consider Rosemary's theme song, or her, was Lily Marlene, and we got her to sing the song as a kind of a finale to our performance, singing Lily Marlene. And that song, when I was a kid, I was in World War II, I was 5 years old, so. But I remember as I grew up, we had the sheet music in our house for Lily Marlene. And you wondered about it, you know, because it's a German song. And why was it so popular in America? And that was the interesting thing about that song. It was popular even during World War II with the Allies and with the Germans. And so I've given you the print has the words that are the English words to the song. But of course, Rosemary would sing in German also. That was beautiful. So I think we could sing our song, and we'll practice the chorus part. So, the part that you guys can sing is the
Denise and Kate.
Dr. Lester, we love you. Dr. Lester, we love you.
Good.
Or, Rosemary, we miss you. Rosemary, we love you. So, should we practice that part? Rosemary, let's say good neighbor, it's true. Rosemary Lester, she's also my UU. And oh, why she left in Berlin and raised to together where they
She was always very careful to make sure she had prepared enough Glühwein for all this. Every album that would bring goodies, snacks, cheeses, and so forth. And then afterwards we had eaten and talked for a while, we would go upstairs and we'd play Christmas carols and sing Christmas carols. And I thought it might be appropriate to do a couple of those. O Tannenbaum, and maybe Lohe or Rose and Blumen. I have not extra copies. I have extra copies of the words.
Can't hear you.
I have extra copies of the words. Just a few of them.
You brought extra copies.
Do you have music for that one? And anybody else who's welcome to join in with instruments as well as great. I have an Who did they lend them? This is an old Berlin operetta song by René Kolo from the 1920s, I think. Under the linden, basically. An operetta I think called Die Einste Mai. I really don't know the English.
Welcome. Obviously, we're in a pretty small space. As you notice, next door is pretty destroyed right now. We hope to get back in January. We're just going to take a break, and there's coffee, tea, cider, wine, a lot of food. If people can circulate in and maybe get a snack and stretch your legs. We have the Grammys will be singing. We have some other music. So that would be wonderful if they play while...
Well, we're circulating.
Well, people are circulating, so you... And it's also... There's a back door, and it's lovely outside if you want to go out on the deck.
I love to see you. I'm very glad to see you. What up?
We can talk now.
That's right. Everybody else, nobody else on.
No more other
the same girl.
Careful of that box. There you go. He's sitting here, he's helping us out here.
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's okay.
If that's available,
you want to call us, Sarah? Also, not the Adams box. I don't remember that process on
this. Okay.
I'll give you
that extra hat.
I have G2s. As most of you know, Rosemary was a raging granny. And she was very proud of that. Every time she called my house and my husband answered, she would always say, as if he would not recognize her voice, "This is Rosemary. I'm a raging granny." So we've only got three short songs, but this first one is one that she enjoyed.
Let's start with just a raging grand one.
We have the blower.
Okay.
We don't have it
with us, but we know it, right?
We know it.
We can do it. I think that's also three.
If both guitars can be in the same room,
we're working on that.
Ready?
Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
We are the raging, raging grannies. We don't hide in nooks and crannies. We stand up for peace and justice, even when the police bust us. Join with the raging, raging grannies. Time to get up off your fannies. The world needs folks to take a stand. And that's why we are grands.
Okay. All right, ready?
Now, wait a minute.
Here's our generic all-purpose protest song, and we can sing it whenever things go wrong. It's how we protest for peace and justice. So we sing it loud and sing it strong. We start by naming the current problem: election fraud or profiling Muslims, preemptive warfare for corporate profit. We trot out this handy-dandy song: torturing prisoners, or global warming, or health insurance that doesn't cure us, or job outsourcing, or nuclear weapons.
Did this for Planned Parenthood. I can't remember the year.
2011.
Okay.
Right.
And Mechie was a pregnant lady.
And so we're doing this because she loved the song and the message.
And it made her laugh.
Yeah, it made her laugh.
Latex and their rubber, they'll help you like no other. Don't use them while I'm not her. It's condoms now for me. Da 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 da. They just aren't controversial. They don't need a rehearsal. Without them, no reversal. It's condoms now for me. Da 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 da. Da 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 dum, da 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 dum, da 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 dum, da 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 dum. No condoms, what a rookie. Just think about it, Cookie. Not using them is spooky, and AIDS will make you flee, or other STDs, or unplanned pregnancies.
And that was when came out where people could see her with her very pregnant belly when we sang or unplanned pregnancy, and it was all Mechie's idea, and she engineered hiding it until the appropriate moment. So you made a lot of people laugh that evening.
Yeah.
Melody live on. fires help quench the flames of war and challenge tyrants evermore. We hear her spirit sing along and understand her song goes on. The song she sang while with us here still bring a smile.
I think
yes,
so. And she would have told us
if we were out of tune.
We could have done a whole concert.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Barb,
thank you.
No, I just need to focus.
Yeah, that's great.
Hello, everybody. Charles, and I've known Rosemary, well, since I came here in 1984, but I really didn't get to know her until she organized a Thursday afternoon Stammtisch at Memorial Union, and I started coming, and so most of the pictures I would like to show you are from that. I also have a couple of videos of the Raging Grannies, but you just got the live form, so you don't need to see those. But I will show you what I have. And I'm just going to let it run. It takes about 5 minutes, and then we can stop and look at a picture or two along the way.
Just so you know, I would hate if you
took me. Okay? Okay, I'm just going to let it run, and you'll see what you see, and then on a couple of occasions I'll stop and comment, but I'll just let the thing run. Here we go. That's the earliest picture I have of her from 1991. Now we're going to see pictures that a lot of you will recognize. I tried to gather pictures where there were other people in there, people you would know. That's a group photo that a whole bunch of us are here right now. Don just left, but you know what his accordion looks like. This is from our Memorial Union Stammtisch. You'll see a lot of those.
Yes, that conversation.
Somebody needs to move.
You want to, you could sit over there.
There's another chair here.
She's moving.
Thank you.
Tom's accordion again. The woman in the middle is Natalie Settle. She was an artist, and she's moved to Pittsburgh, and she was very active for a long time. You're going to see that jacket again.
Rosemary always said this was her family. This church was her family.
She could play the guitar. She could play the recorder. And she could play the accordion. Not all at once, of course. See yourself in there?
Yes, I did.
Everybody there has to be fit to get up those stairs.
That was one of the last pictures I took of her. I blew this up a bit. There was no photo in her obituary, but I think this would have been the next one.
Yeah.
This is from last Christmas. Yeah, we were all over at, whose house were we at? Yeah. Tom Bayless.
Tom Bayless.
That's the very last photo I ever took of her. She didn't like it, but I did. Now this story, I'll stop after a while and comment on this photo. The guys who were there will know what it is. This was on the door of her closet. This photo is special to me and to Dick and to Tom. I took this photo the Thursday before she passed away. We knew she was not well, so we went down to the Vintage, where we would go after our chat room, some of us, not all of us, and we took this picture, and we took it to her that Friday, and she was very pleased to see it, but she did ask, who's that fat guy on the road? That's one of the last things she said. And then hospice came and then took her. So I think this is the last photo she ever got from me, and it's over here on the table, apparently something you guys
could get. Can you go back to the quotes?
The next one. This one?
Yeah, I want to see that.
I'm told this is not an original idea with her. This looks like her handwriting, so I figured this was her philosophy and it was on her closet door.
That's one of the other tombstone, isn't it?
We're taking nice
twists together. Can you go to the other one now?
Which one? The first one, this one?
Yeah, this one.
This is something, this has nothing to do directly with Rosemary. Those of you who've ever been to Marshfield, outside of Marshfield is this place called Jurassic Park, and this guy makes dinosaurs and other fantastic creatures out of scrap iron, and a friend of mine and I went up there once. And I saw this the other day. I said, this might also be Rosemary, since this is the first picture I have of her is back when she was dancing. So that's why I put it in there. But it's a nice philosophy, too. And this, as I say, was most of the pictures are in chronological order. Most of them were taken up in her apartment. Just a second. I have a recording, a video, or two, or three, of the Raging Grannies with Rosemary in it. Here's one.
Can we make it?
This is on the square. The sound is not very good, but you know what it is.
It's good. Thank you.
It must be one of our firms.
Oh. Yeah. The director's chair.
I
be a terrorist plot. They rage for peace, not war, for liberty and democracy. Hear the voices soar. Hiding weapons none can see. We have found them out, know what they're all about. Peace and social justice, conspiracy. Someone singing for justice. Someone singing for an end to war. Someone singing and spreading the truth.
Elsewhere. So if you were there, we'll recognize the Elsewhere.
It's here.
Is that Aww. It? Is that yours?
It's hers.
Oh, is that hers?
That's hers. Got it. Yeah. Good. So I don't know. What's if that? Is there archives that go?
Is your granddaughter going to come by? Oh, a granddaughter's here?
Hi, granddaughter.
You guys also performed during the holiday festival at Monona Terrace. From time to time, and this was the last year that she performed with you. I've been there a couple of times since when she wasn't there, but there she is.
God rest you, Mary, Congressman. There's something you dismay. We only sing those once a year,
folks.
Thank you. That's all, folks.